The UW faces a double-edged sword. Applications for enrollment next year are up 24%, and the state's budget axe is about to fall. System President Catherine Lyle says the customer, in this case students, will likely take the brunt of it.
Additional cuts are really going to either have to be offset with some kind of additional revenue from tuition or otherwise, or through some enrollment reductions. And what combination that will be at this point, we really don't know.
Lyle doesn't have exact numbers because she says the timing is bad. Admission letters are now going out, but the university doesn't yet know the depth of their share of state budget cuts. Without firm figures, UW officials don't know just how many students to accept. President Lyle says what the state budget means to the UW system won't be known until spring. Many students could wind up on waiting lists. While students are now busy with final exams and holiday break plans, they are keenly aware of Wisconsin's budget problems. Jackie Helmrich is a second-year student at UW-Madison. She is also Legislative Affairs Director for the campus government group Associated Students of Madison.
The biggest fear is that, unfortunately, tuition will go up and continue to go up, and enrollment will continue to go down. When we're facing such a budget crunch that we are during the state, it's obvious that some of that will have to come from the university system.
With that fear bearing down, Helmrich's group is lobbying that any tuition increases go up by no more than 8%. Tuition at UW-Madison is currently a little more than $3,800 a year. President Lyle knows the university will help share the state's budget burden, but she's optimistic legislators will remember the UW system took $44 million in cuts this year alone. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.